Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is a bit of science. You probably have seen water striders walking on the surface of a pond or stream near you. But today I have a report on a bug that has added a twist, a 180-degree twist. This beetle can walk upside down on the underside of a pool of water. By Ben Turner, staff writer, on July 5, 2021, on the Live Science website. The insect could be trapping air bubbles to achieve this rare feat. Walking on water is common enough for insects. Water spiders, for instance, are famous for exploiting surface tension to achieve it. But a totally surreal video reveals a beetle that has taken an altogether more remarkable step to the underside of the water's surface. The insect, which researchers who discovered it have proposed comes from the family Hydrophilidae, can scamper along the underside of the water's surface as if stuck to a panel of crystal clear glass. It's the first time an insect has ever been documented moving in such an outlandish fashion. The beetle's discovery was made by John Gould, a behavioral biologist at the University of Newcastle in Callaghan, Australia, was searching for tadpoles in a pool of water in Australia's Wadogan Mountains when he saw a small black object moving across the water. At first, he assumed it was an insect that had fallen into the water and was partaking in some surface swimming. But at a second glance, it was revealed that the bizarre bug was attached to the underside of the water's surface and was scuttling contentedly across it. The moment I realized the beetle was moving across the underside of the water's surface, I knew I had found something truly bizarre, Gould told Live Science. The beetle was casually walking along the underside of the water's surface with ease while upside down. Every now and then, it would come up to a stop and then kept plodding along across the surface as if it was walking across any regular solid surface on land. Gould said that the especially fascinating thing about the critter's strange superpower is that it wasn't just able to walk, but it could also rest while seemingly glued to the underside of the water's surface. That means it can remain at the water's surface without expending any energy, he said. This is in contrast to large animals that move across the water's surface, such as lizards, which need to keep running in order not to sink through the surface. This ability could also mean that it could avert predation by minimizing the amount of noise it makes while remaining still. How the fantastical beast is able to physically achieve this feat is unclear, but Gould and his team believe that an important clue may lie in a visible air bubble that it's trapped on his upturned belly. The beetle's body is covered with many tiny hair-like projections that enable it to capture air, especially on its abdomen and legs. This air could provide an upward buoyant force that is sufficient to stick the beetle to the water's surface. In addition, we propose that the attached organs on the legs trap air bubbles that allow it to interact with the water's surface in such a way that it can walk easily without breaking surface tension, Gould said. Of course, it's the small size also that may contribute to this ability, as disruption of the surface tension is less likely compared to larger insects. Further study is needed to find the exact mechanism that enables the insect's water walking, as well as the reason for this adaptation. One suggestion is that it could be hanging out at the surface literally to avoid ambush from predators that lurk in the bottom of pools. Whatever the answer may be, it may likely provide vital insights for the world beyond the beetle's small pool. Scientists note that studies of other water-walking insects, such as water striders, have led to advances in robotic insects that can also walk on water. The researchers published their findings on June 28th in the journal Ethology. This article was originally published in Live Science. Well, it seems to me that this isn't so big a mystery. Let's suppose this beetle started walking here in Two Harbors and walked to Australia where it was spotted by John Gould. Think about it. Australia is on the opposite side of the earth from us, so water is upside down there in the down under. Clearly, the bug just forgot to turn over when he got there. Well, that's it for this bit of science. I'll be back with another one soon, but probably not before you realize how stupid my explanation really is.